Ahoy, hoy! Welcome to the Sloppy Boys Noise, the internet's only and premier podcast talking about the greatest rock band in the universe, the Sloppy Boys.
Yahoo!
And that voice you hear.
Yahoo!
Oh, that was beautiful.
I know, thank you.
That was really amazing. That wonderful song.
Songstress,
yes, is Tessa Brown.
Hi, hello. And that wonderful announcer is Jack Brown.
Wow, that's all I am to you. That's cool. That's
well, you team me up.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm an announcer, and I also serve up the alley-oops. But you're the one flipping Duncan?
Yeah. Whoa, I just lost my voice. Yahoo!
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been smoking 5 packs a day.
Yeah, I've been smoking nothing but grapes, baby. Swisher Sweet.
Yeah, I only smoke grapes.
We're sponsored by Ace Hardware. That's right. Ace Hardware has not disavowed us yet, so we're going to keep saying we're sponsored by
them. Yeah, we haven't been. A cease and desist has not reached our doors yet.
Not our office. Ace Hardware. What's up?
What's up?
And Ace, as you know, stands for American Cool Energy Hardware.
Mm.
We love you, Ace. Keep on keeping on.
I love that cool. Wait, that American cool energy.
Yes.
I love that American cool energy.
That is what it stands for. Don't have that BDE. We have that ACE.
What's BDE?
Big Dick Energy.
I've heard of that. The Ariana Grande said that.
The Ariana Grande.
About her former fiancé, ex-fiancé, Pete Davidson.
Ex-fiancé?
They were engaged.
Hmm. That just seems like a harsh term.
That's the term, though. I know it's harsh.
And that's why you said it.
Well,
I'm glad there's finally someone.
The situation is harsh.
Yeah.
The situation is, it's been rough.
On you personally.
Yeah.
You're rooting for him so hard.
Ugh, I just want love to win one of these days.
Yeah, that's right. When you see those billboards and stuff that say love wins.
Yeah,
it's about Pete Davidson.
It's about a heterosexual couple.
Heterosexual.
Heterosexual?
Hetero.
Yahoo.
I'm a heterosexual. Speaking of a heterosexual, my guy Rosie, shout out to Rosie.
Hey, baby.
What?
I don't know. It just came out.
What the fuck?
I don't know. It came out.
Oh, my God.
I didn't mean it towards him. It was just like a phrase.
Well, it was definitely sexual.
The
way you said it was.
Okay. I didn't feel sexual. Like, I didn't feel that in my loins.
Okay. Well, watch it. Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie, watch it.
Rosie, get gifts. It's almost Christmas. I'm sure you forgot. You're going to see your family. Get some gifts for him. Maybe
at Ace Hardware.
No. Don't get your mom a hammer.
Maybe. There's some other things. Like, maybe you can get,
moms don't need more hammers. Everyone gives their mom a hammer every year.
Yeah, and then they just end up with a whole drawer full of hammers.
We all know everyone who's going home for the holidays, check your mom's drawers. There will be multiple hammers in
there.
Don't correct me on that, Schley. It's true.
Yeah, Schley. This, honestly, you wouldn't get it because this is an American thing.
A lump of coal to Pod Save America. Coal in your stocking. You guys save America? Then how come that otter who kept jerking himself off died this week?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The obituary for that otter. Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
The obituary for this otter was like, the otter who dunked basketballs and pleasured himself all the time. It was like, it was the best obituary ever.
Where did this otter reside?
The zoo.
Which?
Why do you always need to?
I need the deets.
Needle me. I sent it to you. You didn't see it.
Okay, because I have a whole backlog of fun articles that I need to read with you.
Don't need to read it with me. I just need you to know this otter jerked himself off, and it's Pod Save America's fault that he's dead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I hopefully they come out with an apology.
Speaking of Pod Save America, we'd like to thank everyone who's reviewed the podcast. We were looking at our podcast reviews for the first time in a while, and we've got our first 1-star review. They didn't write anything, but the fact that someone felt strongly enough to go on iTunes and out of our 11 ratings give us a 1 star makes me so happy. It's so funny to imagine a person that was mad enough to go into
like,
that.
Like, this is shit.
Yeah, this fucking sucks.
Unless it was Rosie.
This podcast about the Sloppy Boys is not good enough. Like, it's so funny to me. But I want to thank Tomcat94 saying the slop is real. Needed to hear somebody else talk about the Sloppy Boys besides me. Come on the pod. We'll talk about it with you. And I appreciate the hate for Pod Save America and love for the Sloppy Boys. That's a very nice review, too.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Yeah. So keep leaving us reviews. And even if they are 1 star, usually people say just leave us good reviews. But I love more. If you're mad and you're still listening, please sound off.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear it. Peabody Watch. We don't have one yet.
No. It's the Peabody Watch is zero. We're still on it, though.
The watch is zero.
The watch is zero. The gains are zero.
Yes.
Yeah. But, yes. You know, we want our street team to really keep pushing for it.
Oh, again, you're going to bring back the Sloppy Boys street team, the SS.
I didn't call them the SS. That was your title.
Every time we don't mention the SS, you start getting mad.
Why aren't you mentioning the SS, Jack?
Keep saying when's going to be our Kristallnacht.
Oh, no.
You keep saying that.
I don't keep saying that. That was a very hard... That was like what kicked off everything.
Yes.
I know that from history.
Mm-hmm. And we're about to repeat it, right, baby?
Yes.
But for the Sloppy Boys.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Yes. No?
Speaking of harsh things, we named the episode wrong last week. Thanks, Robert, for correcting
that. Oh, my God. And then I subtweeted him, and I messed that up, too. I did a typo.
You didn't subtweet him. You tweeted at him.
I don't know how Twitter works.
Well, you did say, like, that we're a mess, and I did the thing. So
well.
Basically, did you just blow the microphone?
Well, there's a cat hair.
Oh, boy. This is the earliest we've ever recorded.
Uh-huh.
And also, we probably should have just talked about this first. So we're done with all the songs on the album.
Yeah, we wrapped it up with Hee Hee Hee.
But we haven't wrapped it up yet. We still have more episodes to do. We still have more stuff to talk about the Sloppy Boys. We're going to the show in January. We want to see everyone there.
Mm-hmm.
At Sketchfest.
Sketchfest.
And Tessa still needs to listen to the whole album. And
I do need to do that. I was accosted last night.
You were?
By Jackson, what's his last name? Welch?
That's a crime. You can't, that's slander and libel.
No, he was
that's
like.
That's both of them. You fucked up big time, bro.
What?
You can't say that he accosted you.
He did.
That's
he
wrong.
Told me
that's
you listen
true.
To the whole album. And I was like, I'll do it when I want to.
So one of our fans and friends.
Yeah.
And honestly, someone that I look up to has asked you to listen to the whole album. And you're going to say he accosted you? He was very nice.
Yeah, he accosted me.
Why? Don't smile and say that. You're accusing him of a crime.
Yeah, he murdered me.
Oh, okay. Damn, jeez.
He stole my identity.
God, I wish we could edit this pod.
Well, too bad.
He honestly,
stole my identity.
This is egg on my face. This is so bad.
Literally.
This is a guy I want to like me. This is not good.
I think he already does.
Well, with touch and go now. Our producer Stella is walking backwards.
Like she's on a tight walk. Okay. Okay. And she's right. She's part of the pod. Stella, do you have something to say?
Stella.
Mousy.
It's like we're making it up, but we're not because she's honestly right next to the
microphone. She really is.
Microphone. Anyways, we're still doing the show, is what I'm saying. And this episode, we're talking about our top 5 songs of the year with a great guy. Oh, Jesus.
No. Stella, move.
Bailey's not available for FaceTime. Bailey's not available for FaceTime audio. Andrew Bailey. This is why we're recording so early.
Yeah.
Bailey's in Chicago and he needed to talk. We had to get it in before Christmas. So that's what's going on.
He had some things to say.
We're going to be talking to Bailey if he picks up.
God Boy, damn it,
God,
Bailey.
If he doesn't pick up, this
Jesus
is
Christ.
A shit show.
This is really going to.
Oh, God.
Bailey.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
Bailey, come on.
God damn it.
This is even early. This is earlier than we were going to do it.
The Google Fi subscriber you have called is not available.
What the
Please
fuck?
Leave a message after the tone.
Google Fi subscriber?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That means that you don't even have his real number.
I do have his number. I was texting him this morning.
I know, but he has it forwarded to a Google number so that he can give that out and it's not his real number.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. We're learning a lot about this Andrew Dewey Bailey.
What the hell is going on? Oh, he texted me probably saying he can't do it right now. No, it's a text from someone else.
Okay.
This... Bailey!
Hello?
Bailey!
Okay.
I was so fucking scared that you wouldn't pick up and like you had to go do something with Jordan's family or something.
Oh, I do. They're mad at me, but
it's okay. Bailey, we're doing this at this time because you said it would be okay. We got up early.
A week in advance. A week in advance. God damn it. Sorry.
I don't mind.
Oh, that's cool.
Thank you.
So they do, but you don't. That's okay.
They're learning to live with it.
Bailey, could you please, and I would just like to couch this whole experience with, could you say what you do and like what your research is in?
I study bioinformatics. So I look at DNA sequencing data and analyze it. Depending on how much time do I have?
You
but
haven't.
That's about it. But
okay.
I can keep going. Okay, so there's this thing called a nanopore, right? And you can thread DNA through it and measure the voltage or the current across the nanopore, and you can convert those current readings into nucleotide bases. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No.
For sure we got that. Definitely.
No, not at all.
No, we're good. We definitely
Yeah,
get
no,
it.
I don't need any more.
Sloppy Boys Noise dropping a thesis soon. We got it.
In 3 years.
But we want to say Bailey is the smartest silly guy that I know. So whatever he says after this, keep in mind, he's a fucking genius. Okay? Mm.
But also is a silly guy.
He is a silly guy, though. And you might have noticed that laugh was a little bit different and a little silly.
But also I could tell underlying genius.
Yes, with a very smart foundation. Mm-hmm. Knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is great. I'm already enjoying my time here.
Good.
Bailey, thank you so much for being on the pod. And again, we have made great sacrifices to have you on. We appreciate you ignoring your potentially extended family to be on.
Yeah, that means a lot to us.
Because
yeah.
We have important work to do.
We do.
Yes, let's get started, shall we?
Yes. Bailey, when did you first hear of the Sloppy Boys?
I heard it through a group me that I was recently kicked out of. Or I was kicked out of a long time ago, and I recently rejoined.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
We could get into this more. There's a reason that you were out for so long, but we're not going to get into that.
Wait,
right
but
now.
Can you, in one sentence, summarize why you were kicked out and why you're back in?
No.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Okay.
Bailey stole someone's identity, so when he was kicked out of the group, we couldn't add him in because there was already a member with that. Like, I think that's what the problem was. I don't know. We were trying to add Bailey back. It was... We had to go to... Bailey sent me a text. He's like, what's your email? I was like, okay. I gave him my email. And he sent me something from GroupMe tech support so that I could add Bailey back into the group. He really went the extra mile.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice.
But you first heard of the Sloppy Boys in the GroupMe. And then yep. What? Did you listen to any of their songs or what was your experience?
It was actually the James Jacinto episode.
Okay.
Really pulled me in.
So you listened to the podcast before you listened to the Sloppy Boys.
I think I listened to three or four podcast episodes before actually heading to the album. and listening through that.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
And when you got to the album, what did you think?
Oh, I thought, amazing, this is better than the podcast.
Wow, that's okay. Okay, well, you know.
That's good, honestly.
Well, it takes less of my time.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what? That would be bad if the podcast was better than the album.
Yeah, that's never what you want. Yeah.
No, like...
We're doing just a whole podcast about a shitty album that we don't like. I feel like that's how you feel, Tessa.
No, it's not. That's not true. That's not true.
But Tessa, have you listened to the whole album through and through yet?
I'm getting accosted, so I'm getting attacked right now. I feel very attacked. I have plans to do so.
Is that yes or a no?
I have plans to do so.
But if you could just say a yes or no.
It is in the books.
You're saying more words than yes or no.
It is scheduled... in my Google Calendar.
All right, and this could go on all day, but could you just give us a yes or no?
Okay.
And I respect that. It's very funny, but I was just wondering if we could circle back real quick and get a yes or no.
Ask again later.
Okay.
You don't have to answer that.
Thank you.
God damn it. We were so close, Bailey.
Thank you, Bailey.
We know the answer.
We went with good cop and nicer cop.
Yes. It's my favorite technique. Okay. Sorry. What's up next?
What's up next? We got Bailey on the line. You don't want to talk to Bailey?
No, yeah, I do. I thought we were going to prompt him with a question.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or Bailey, do you have anything you want to sound off on? This isn't like the end of your thing.
Okay, so I have a couple ideas. So
okay,
Bailey is a huge idea guy. Bailey once sent me an eight minute voice memo about
a sketch idea.
Yeah, well, more of a full Adult Swim like 11 minute block type thing.
It was good. I remember.
It was very, very good. But Bailey's got some great ideas, so please go off, Bailey.
Okay, so I have two top five songs lists. One of only Sloppy Boys music, and one of my most played in 2018.
Wow, Spotify.
Spotify, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had a dream about you, Jack, last night, and I thought it was.
Okay. In one word, describe the dream before we get into it.
Can we talk about the whole thing?
Okay.
Let's do the dream and then we'll do our top five list.
Okay. Can it be my time?
Oh, shit. Tessa, would you allow for Tessa's time to apply to Bailey? This is not unprecedented. Tim had Tim's time.
He did have Tim's time. Yes, that's fine. Do I need to do the voice?
Could you give him the theme, please?
Okay. Should I do it as...
Do your thing.
Okay. Bailey's time.
All right.
Oh. Okay, that's very cool.
That's pretty cool. Embarrassing.
No, that's a cool riff.
Hey, it's Bailey's time.
I know. Okay. Let him cook. It's Tessa's time given to Bailey.
So now that it's my time... I have a couple rules for my time. One, you can ask questions if it's regarding the story, but no other questions.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So the dream. We start from a wide shot of a high ceiling building with all windows exterior. Okay. Oh, yes. With a very small. Second story, which is really more like a third story, because the first story is really high ceilings. Do you get that?
Are these the only stories that we can ask about? You can only ask about the story.
Okay, so what's happening is, Jack, you're building a house on top of a hill, right?
Oh, nice.
And Jackson and I are going to be living with you, but the problem is that. We decide to throw a party in the process of building this house.
Never a good idea.
Going on while there's no drywall up, and, everything's just a mess. And I actually had to confront you during the party be like, hey, do you remember that I wanted to live here? And you were pissed. You're like, we did not plan for this. So I had to set up a bed in the living room.
I got a story question. So I'm the one pushing, I'm the one pushing this party, and I forgot that we were going to live together. I thought it was just Jackson and I.
I'm almost positive that Jackson and I started throwing the party and we're building a house.
Like two separate things?
Yeah. But, you know, that wasn't really covered in the dream.
Okay, okay.
Okay. The party starts getting rowdy, and I forgot to put the pinball machine into the house.
Right? And you can, you can see it outside, right? The walls aren't all the way up yet. You can see it.
It's down the hill. So I have to run down and push it up the hill. And I'm like at this point, people are setting up tents, on the hill.
Oh, wow. It was like a Coachella. Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting big. And so I'm pushing up this pinball machine.
Okay.
And people are jumping out of the way. People, in our path.
I have a question. Is it a themed pinball machine? Is it a Simpsons one?
Covered in the dream.
Okay.
I don't know if it was kind of. I was pushing from the backside.
Mm-hmm. So if there was any theme, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, as everyone knows, the backside of every pinball machine is pretty much the same.
If you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Right. Does it get me horny?
The only reason I mentioned this part of the story is that I ran over Elbeck.
Ran over what? Over what?
A person named Eldak.
Okay. Yeah, the listeners know.
Y'all know Eldak? Okay. Come on, yeah.
Okay, I'll speed this up a little bit. I'm sorry I'm killing your guys' airtime.
No, this is great, Bailey. There's no air time. It's fine.
Yeah.
Doing a good job.
Okay, so I end up hooking up with a girl in the bathroom.
Whoa. Because you ran over Elbeck, this is such a huge jump. Running over Elbeck.
I ran him over, put the pinball machine in, everyone's like, yeah, the pinball machine. And one of the girls was like, really psyched that I brought the pinball machine in. But she ended up not liking me, I guess, in the bathroom, and she left, and the door was open, and all I could see when I looked out across the party was Jackson's judgmental face staring at me. And I got so embarrassed that I decided to climb up through the unfinished roof of the bathroom into the ceiling to kind of get out of the house without having to confront Jackson. Building wasn't completed, I fell through the roof into the main floor, and I was so embarrassed, I started running away, and while I was running, I noticed more and more people, like thousands of people set up on this hill, and I'm wondering, okay, we didn't invite this many people, so I decided to go back, and okay, we need to deal with all these people. Who would have thought, you get to the top of the hill, and on the other side, this side that I haven't been on yet in my dream, there's this giant stadium and people are playing music and it is a festival.
So I was building a house in the middle of a music festival and I was mad. I was mad that people were there and partying. That does sound like me.
Yeah. What the hell?
And so not the only reason I tell the story, it was a dream and it was great. But I kind of woke up at the end when I found out it was a festival, and I started thinking to myself, wow, what a good story to tell on a podcast. I should remember what happened. And every time I tried to remember what happened, I would kind of fall back asleep and dream from the beginning over again, and things would just get weirder and weirder and weirder because my stories would, go off on these tangents that weren't part of the original story. So at one point, you were, Jackson and I's dad. And got shot from you're on top of the hill, right? That was the center point. But you get shot like Scarface, and Jack there and I decide to drive everyone who's building the house together. We had a big family off the cliff and kill everyone because they
oh, shit. And this is part of kind of like your lucid dreaming. So this is like where you have
controlling this.
You're
yeah.
controlling this a little bit more than the original.
Yeah. So that was my dream. I think my time's done.
No, it's not. I would like to say that my dream is that the Sloppy Boys are listening to this episode and that they heard all of that.
Yes.
We only talk about the Sloppy Boys on this show.
Exclusively Sloppy Boys.
That was a great. And yeah. honestly, Bailey, that story, that sounds like something that pretty much happened. Like, I can see almost all of those actions occurring. You running away after looking at Jackson, or like me being very mad that there's a party going on. Like, it all tracks. It's all true to life. You being behind a pinball machine and not even knowing which freaking kind it is.
I know.
Well, thank you for indulging me.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Bailey. And Bailey is, as we said, a brilliant, brilliant
son. Yes. A genius.
Oh, God. I love you, Bailey.
I love you too, bud.
All right, let's hit it. Top five. Tessa, we're gonna go around the horn on this.
Okay.
So we're doing the top five songs of 2018. Uh-oh. We're gonna start with T-Bone.
That's me. I have to get it up. Oh, shit.
All right. So Tessa is furiously...
Oh, I found it.
Okay.
My top song, or one of them, was...
So it's number five.
I don't know who sings that, though.
Okay. Cool.
So all maybe right. I just do one of them.
I'll go first. How about that? Okay. And why don't you Google it, and then you'll...
That's a good idea. It.
Okay. So, actually, Bailey, you go first. You're our guest. I'm sorry. That was rude.
Yeah, sorry. That was really rude.
Well, since this is Sloppy Boys, I think I'll go with my recent favorite song. Mm-hmm. And I'm really loving Hee Hee Hee. I've just been playing it on repeat, and I love that song.
It's so good. Hee 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 is so good.
I think it's my favorite funny song. I mean, yeah. not funny, but, you know, it's like, if I want to introduce someone to the Sloppy Boys, I play that song.
Really?
Yeah. I can see that. I get it. I think that's my favorite Sloppy Boys song, too.
I'd be worried about that as an introductory song just because they're going to think it's all, like, joke stuff.
True.
But it's also, like, if they like that, then they'll like everything else.
True.
I think that's
kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Have you played it for your girlfriend?
No, but I played it for her sister, and she liked it.
Oh. Trouble in Paradise.
Nice. Spicy.
No.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, don't. Jordan's night. Don't ruin this.
I'm not doing anything.
Tessa, don't.
I'm not ruining it.
Tessa, don't. I mean, Jordan, of course, is going to listen to this podcast. Don't destroy.
Based on me saying spicy.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Don't ruin two people's lives just because you want to say spicy.
I mean, I think it's worth it. It's a very funny phrase.
All right. Tessa, time for your number five.
I'm just gonna go in order, or I don't know if it's number five. I'm just gonna say a song.
Okay, but it is number five, and I can't stress this enough. We are doing this in order. We did talk about this before.
Something Here. So it's Something Here by Day Wave. Something Here by Dave Wave.
Dave Wave?
No, Day Wave.
Oh, okay.
Dave Wave is a cool, that's like a cool, like,
character name.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Dave Wave. He's also like, kind of like a spy.
Dave Wave is?
Uh-huh.
Can we hear a bit of the song?
I think so. I'm playing it.
I'm excited.
Let's get to the good stuff. That's a bit of a song.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
I would say one thing I noticed about that song, very good.
Sure.
But I didn't hear any of the Sloppy Boys singing or playing on it.
Yeah, that's because... No, I get that. And that's because it's not the Sloppy Boys.
Oh.
It's actually a different band, and a band called Daywave.
Oh, wow. Do you have a podcast about them where you talk only about them?
No, but I friggin' should.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
All right. Time to go to my number five.
And number five.
We didn't talk about the rules of this, but you can have ties. You can. And so it's fine. And what I'm doing is okay.
Okay.
Number five. Tied for number five. I have big screen TVs. We came here to rock and here for the beer. All by the Sloppy Boys.
Are your top five going to be all Sloppy Boys?
We'll see.
Wait, I thought, are we only doing Sloppy Boys right now?
No.
Okay.
It's the top five songs of 2018.
Okay.
It's just Bailey and I love the Sloppy Boys.
Oh,
so.
And I'm a piece of shit. And I'm not.
I didn't say you were a piece of shit. I mean, the message boards might, but.
Oh. Okay.
Who's on the message boards, by the way?
I tell you what.
So how many people listen to your podcast?
Okay.
I've wanted to know that for a while.
It's like, it's, what would you guess?
What would I guess?
Yeah.
I mean, is it like a play? Like someone clicks play, that's one? Or is it like all the way through?
I'm going by downloads.
Oh, by downloads? I don't know. 30 to 50?
Higher.
Oh, my bad. 100 to 200?
Yeah, exactly correct.
Yeah, like honestly, pretty good.
Yeah.
Like,
pretty good.
I know.
It's pretty good.
I got it. That's pretty good.
I honestly think, and this is a commitment to our listeners, I think we can have every one of our listeners on the podcast.
Yeah, probably.
If we keep going.
Yeah, if we keep going, every single episode we'll have a new listener.
Yeah.
And maybe some repeats again.
Yeah.
Maybe
another fucking repeat.
Maybe some repeats.
Aha, that is some repas.
Oh my god, I can't believe you say that.
Yeah. Although last week's guest was very good.
He's so good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He does great work. He's a profesh. That's short for professional.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't have time.
Professor.
Oh, that'd be fun.
See, because Bailey's an academic. That's where his mind would go.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
When he's not too busy dreaming.
Yeah, dreaming of Jack getting shot.
Getting shot Scarface style, which is really getting shot.
That's like with a machine gun.
Yeah. Bailey, what's your number four?
My number four is Tom Collins.
Okay. I see there's a theme here.
Yeah, it's good music.
Okay.
Bailey, have you seen the music video for Tom Collins?
I have the Lemons one.
Yeah, see? You, that makes me think of you. That's like, that kind of face he makes is your kind of face, like your reaction to the face.
I was like, who shot this? Was it me?
Another one of your dream-induced manic episodes. Where you met and recorded a music video with the Sloppy Boys before you knew about them.
Oh, man.
It's a good song, though. Have you ever had a Tom Collins?
I never have. It's on my to-do list now.
James and I were going to get Tom Collins at Jimmy's wedding. And then they told us that vodka lemonades were cheaper. So we got vodka lemonades, but we never had Tom Collins either.
You guys had a whole bit on what actually is in a Tom Collins. Do you guys remember what that is?
No, we looked it up.
I think it's gin and lemon juice.
Yeah, definitely something lemon, because that's why.
And I'm pretty sure gin is the, or maybe it's vodka. I don't know. I think gin is the main.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here first and last.
Well, you heard it here second, because we already went through it, so.
No, that's a good point.
And what are we being tested?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my bad. I'm going to hear number four.
Four, Tessa.
Okay. Whose thing is that?
Did you not know that we were going to come back to you?
No, I knew. But I'm just like kind of playing around with what I have. Number four for me is, let's see. I'm looking through what I got.
This is awesome.
Oh, definitely. Okay, for sure. Forget It by Blood Orange.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a little bit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have to wait for it. 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 Savior. And that's it.
Are we still waiting for it?
No, that was it. Sorry, I just have, like, I'm just, if you didn't notice, I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty hip. Yeah. So that's one of the things I listen to.
What Sloppy Boy song would you say is the most direct analog to that? How about this? Name a Sloppy Boy song.
I came here to rock. I came, that one. No, actually, probably.
That song's called We Came Here to Rock.
Yeah, probably. Okay. I think a closer one would be Lifelong Vacation.
Oh.
I was
going to
say.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful
thank
song.
Thank you.
We're all, good job recording it. You did good job.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I worked very hard on it.
Moving to my number four, and again, it's okay to have ties.
Okay.
Pass That Doobie and Let's Party by the Sloppy Boys.
Okay, he did it again.
Well, I like their music.
You like Pass That Doobie?
Yeah, I like Pass That Doobie. You not?
It's my least favorite song on their
own. Wow, least favorite? Usually people say big screen TVs.
I like big screen TVs more than That Doobie.
Oh.
I agree. Mm-hmm. There's a good message about selling out.
It is. And the beat is fun. It's a fun, like, new wave type of thing.
Yeah, I Pass That Doobie. It's just, it's a fun, like, Willie Nelson type thing. And I just picture them having fun doing it. And the way he says brother always gets stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah. Brother.
My brother.
My brother.
Yeah. At the end when he says legalize it, it's so funny. Because, I mean, we live in California and they do too. It's like.
Legalize it. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I agree.
Those are good points, but.
But there's a lot of good songs, so it's like something has to be at the bottom. Like, there has to be a bottom, and there has to be a top.
That's what my mom would always say to me. Somebody's got to be last.
Oh, I thought you were going to say someone has to be the bottom.
No, my mom never said that someone has to be the bottom of me.
Why does she have to say that? Someone has to be last. Are you last a lot?
Well, there were five kids, and someone had to be last.
Oh. Who was usually last?
Of the five kids?
Uh-huh.
Well, it depends on the thing. We all have our own strengths. I'd say I'm more like a roly-poly fat kid. Like, if there was something running or something like that, I wouldn't be able to win. But if it was something like relating to the Sloppy Boys, I would do pretty well.
Okay, no, that makes sense.
I would be like top two. Tim would probably win. And
And then the remainder of your family, you don't think they like the podcast or the Sloppy Boys?
Well, they certainly don't like the podcast, but I think they're ambivalent on the Sloppy Boys.
Yeah.
They've told us that. We've gotten direct feedback from them.
Your mom listens to it?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, number three from Bailey.
Number three.
Number three.
Cody with the Red.
Oh! Bow! That song rocks.
That song.
Yeah. It's so good.
Do you think that at the very end, when the refs are going to, or the umps are going to be invited, like, I don't know, I just thought that they were not going to be invited.
That, like,
they end up being invited.
That was, like, a big twist for you, where you're like, fuck, they did it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great choice. You know, it's like, we don't want to be exclusive, we want to include people, even the refs.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really nice message.
It really
I get
was.
That.
It was a powerful song for our divided times in 2018. I really think that's why, on a list of top five songs in 2018, you can't ignore the social, you know, climate that we're in, the sociopolitical climate, and the Sloppy Boys, they spoke to everyone.
They did. They
right.
did. They really
you
reached
know
across.
Who?
Pod
Save America.
Are you fucking kidding us?
Well, wait. We don't know
don't
which
one. That bad.
Yeah, but you don't like them, right?
Well, I used to like them until I listened to this podcast and I started realizing how wrong I was.
That's fair. I actually do have them I am subscribed to Pod Save America.
What the fuck?
I don't listen to the episodes, but I am subscribed.
I'll tell you what, I am happier that Bailey stopped listening to Pod Save America than I am that he started listening to the Zombie Boys. And also, Tessa, when were you going to tell me this? Drop this fucking bombshell on air. Jesus Christ. I've been doing this shit every episode. Oh my God.
I don't like him anymore.
The title of this episode was going to be like Top 5 Lists with Bailey. Now it's going to be Fucking Betrayal.
Oh, fucking betrayal.
Yeah, apparently you're fucking Rosie too. It's fucking weird.
Ew.
You said baby.
I just said it. It did not come from my loins. There was no sexual.
From your mouth.
There's no sexual energy from that. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And again, we.
I think you should do this off the air.
Bailey, you're part of this now. Okay. You're part of this now.
Bailey, we're not hanging up. Even when the podcast episode ends, you're going to work this through with us.
Yeah. You're going to be our marriage counselor.
Tell Jordan's family to wait.
You haven't been married? Congrats.
No. Well, no.
Oh my God. All right, Tessa.
Well, eventually.
What's your number three? What's your number three, Tessa?
He asked it like it was right now.
No, what's your number three?
Bailey, you're always getting us into trouble.
What do you mean? This is your first time talking to Bailey, as we've established.
Is it, though? Is it? Yeah, probably. Probably. Okay, so my third song is... I don't know if it's on here.
Jesus Christ, Tessa. We're going to keep going back to you for songs.
I know that. I know that, okay? Actually, my third one is what's been, like, pretty high rotation is Baby by LCD Sound System.
That's not what it's called. It's called Oh Baby.
Yeah, that one. Let's get it to the good stuff.
Okay. This is good.
I know it is, but we have limited time.
Yeah, because you're spending all the time betraying me. What do you like about that?
It's nice. It's a good song.
Good answer.
Yeah, it's
good
a
good answer. Good
it's
answer.
A very. It's just like it's a banger. Also, what? Yeah.
And you would say that's a banger.
Uh huh. And then also the music video is amazing.
And I just want to point like, something.
What's banging during that?
I want to point something out real quick. We're doing the top five songs of 2018.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to get ahead of Robert Schley here. That came out in 2017.
Oh, I'm positive none of these have come out in 2018.
What the fuck?
These are my top songs of 2018. Like, my top songs. Like, what I'm listening to in 2018. This is what Spotify says. Spotify does not care if it came out in 2018 or not.
Okay, well, okay, fine. Then that's the definition we're going with. And that just makes Bailey and I's list even more powerful because we have all of recorded history to pick from, and we've just Sloppy Boys songs.
Okay, I mean, that's your truth. That's the truth that you're living. This is my truth.
Okay.
That's not how truth works.
Bailey, why don't you write a thesis on that then?
Yeah, splice some DNA. Don't talk to my girl like that, even though I think you broke up with me just then.
No, I didn't! Okay. I didn't. I'm just, this wasn't an announcement, unless you're proposing to me on the pod.
What? No.
Are you?
Not after the Pod Save America thing.
Oh my God. I don't listen to it. I'm just...
You're just boosting their numbers. Did you hear earlier? We're at 100, between 100 and 200, depending on the week. We gotta get higher.
We gotta get higher.
We're direct competition.
We are direct competition. Okay.
All right, my number three, my favorite lady, It makes me laugh every time. Even though I know the twist is coming, the fact that they wrote a song about Lady Gaga that Lady Gaga will never hear is so fucking dumb and funny to me. The song, they're all married and have significant others and all that. And like they wrote a song called My Favorite Lady. It's not about their wives or anything like that. It's about Lady Gaga. That concept will never not be funny to me. Bailey, number two. We're number in the serious, two. Serious round now.
Yeah.
This is top two.
Number two, Bless Party by the Sloppy Boys.
Oh. Yeah.
I love their music video. It's really funny. And I just... Let's party, dude!
Let's party, dude!
Yeah, that way he just like croons that. It's so good. Let's party! Tessa, you go. Tessa, you go. You do it. You do it.
Let's party.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Take it again. Take it again. Do it good like Bailey was.
Okay, Bailey, do it so I can mimic. Say it again.
Let's party, dude.
Let's party, dude.
Oh, my God.
Let's party, dude.
That's good. That's good.
You sound like a child at Chuck E. Cheese who's like lost in the ball pit.
Come on, Chucky. What's Chucky Entertainment Cheese?
Charles Entertainment Cheese. That's Chuck E. Cheese's full name.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's true. Amazing. That is true. Tessa, what's your number two?
Number two. Where's the Spotify?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Some our listeners are driving off the road right now.
Good. Friggin' do it.
Yeah, it's you have our permission, guys, to kill yourselves as long as you keep subscribed. And
yeah.
No, there's still good content coming, guys.
Yeah, we still have stuff coming your way.
I still have a plug.
Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. We're just doing the top five list, so.
Yeah.
If you could wait to plug your shit.
You freaking wait.
It's called a tease, Jack. Keep the listeners.
Yeah, if they haven't tuned out already. We do get the metrics on like when people stop listening, and it is very disheartening. Okay, here we go.
Okay, yeah, no, I would say this is my number two. Also, I haven't had any Post Malone on this, and for some reason, I have been on such a Post Malone kick. You know him? Have you heard of him?
Post Malone?
Uh huh.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys have?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he does some bangers.
Okay, are we going to hear one from him now or no?
Nope.
Okay.
So what we're listening to now is I Would Hate You If I Could by Turnover.
Why are you looking at me?
What do you mean?
Why are you playing a song called I Would Hate You?
If I could. If I could.
That's better than the Sloppy Boys.
I didn't say it was better than Sloppy Boys.
No, it's not.
These are my top. These are my top lead songs of 2018, and I thought this was a safe space where.
You thought wrong once you betrayed me.
Oh, okay. Bailey also said that he's like Pod Save America is actually not that bad.
But Bailey dreams about me and holds me in high esteem.
I've dreamed about you.
I never with any pinball machines.
Also, he watched you get shot. He wanted you to get shot.
That's true.
Scarface style.
And he did drive.
He's the main character in the movie. It was a tragic, climax of the whole.
Okay.
Emphasis on climax.
So, I was going to say, so you definitely climaxed during this dream about Jack.
Yeah. Bailey kept waking up, seeing sticky sheets, and going right back to sleep.
Like, ooh, this is a good one. Can't let this one in.
Yeah, I need to remember this for a podcast and my spank bag. All right.
Get out of my head.
So my number two. No, I don't want to. My number two is a tie between Hee 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 and I'm One Hell of a Dude.
Wow.
So we talked about Hee 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 before, but I'm One Hell of a Dude. I love that. I love the way he just screams it. It's such a funny song. Like, I'm One Hell of a Dude. It's like, just like, imagine singing that in front of a crowd. Just be like, I'm One Hell of a Dude. Like, it's such a funny thing to want to express to people. And then the rest of the band backs him up like, he's one hell of a dude. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, he must be.
Tim's leading that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's Tim Kalpakis on the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
and he's great. I mean, he's clearly the coolest one.
He DM'd us. He's the coolest. He DM'd us.
We're not ranking them. Okay, sorry.
No, we should. That would have been better than top five songs.
Top
three Sloppy Boys members.
Yeah. But Tim Kalpak has DM'd the Sloppy Boys Noise.
I'll say this. It's a top three tie for first.
Yes.
For the Sloppy Boys.
Oh, I see what you mean.
They're all good.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
All right, number one from Bailey. Bailey's number one song of all recorded history that he felt the most in 2018. Bailey's number one song.
Life on Vacation.
Whoa!
Oh!
I love it. It's so fun. And I love the way he says, he says, it'd be kind of nice.
Yeah. Like this a little bit.
Oh my God. I've gotten this long line wrong before and I've gotten corrected on the podcast for it, but I like that. I like that sentiment a lot. It'd be kind of cool to have a life. It's
kind of fun to have a life on vacation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's the so eponymous funny. Track. It's a good title for the album too. I like that it's called, mm-hmm. the album's called Lifelong Vacation. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're clearly having way more fun than I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not true, Bailey. You have had a lot of fun. Remember Chicago? Oh, wait.
Oh, man.
What happened in Chicago?
We honestly don't know. There's some lost time. But Bailey's had some fun. Bailey, you've had a good time. These guys would like hanging out with you. If we had one representative from the podcast to go hang out with the Sloppy Boys... and hopefully mm-hmm. represent as well, I would say it was Bailey. You can't not have a good time with Bailey.
Wow.
You
can't not. He won't let you.
Bailey's the best.
That's true. I'm a cool dude.
You're one hell of a dude.
There it is. All right.
All right, Tessa, number one.
My number one, 2018, most played. Not most played. But top, Lifelong Vacation by the Sloppy Boys.
What? Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, get it. You're the girl to take a lifelong vacation.
She herself. It was a long con by showing all the indie knowledge off just to bring it back to the Sloppy Boys.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
That's what you call an M. Night Shyamalan ding dong twist.
Yeah, that is what we call that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, for sure. And I'll get my number one out there, too. Lifelong Vacation!
Whoa!
Tied with Tom Collins and Party with the Reds.
For real?
Yeah, I got all 11 songs in my top five.
Bad fun.
If you didn't realize what was happening, I got all 11. And ties are allowed, so what I did was actually good.
Ties are allowed and encouraged.
And they go to the runner. As in Party with the Reds. And don't we just love the Sloppy Boys, gang?
We do.
Woo!
Ow!
Sweet.
You know, you make it sound sarcastic.
No.
That's just because I'm a bad person.
That's just his
Anytime
voice.
I try and, express serious sentiment, it does come off as very sarcastic.
Yeah.
Hard to express true emotion.
Yeah.
Except for betrayal. But you redeemed yourself.
Thank you.
We're back on the up and up, baby.
Thanks, brother.
Time for us to team up again.
Team up. Ow. We just played Bloody Knuckles. Ow.
Okay, Bailey, we love you. And I heard through the grapevine that you have something to plug.
I do. So I recently moved to Campbell.
What's that?
Which is in the South Bay.
Of where? What's the bit?
The suburb.
The soup?
Campbell soup?
It's not a soup. Well, I guess it is a soup.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not living in a soup.
Are you sure?
Damn, dude. Did you expect to get fucking blown up on your plug like this? Did you expect to get fucking
wrecked? Yeah. Welcome to the Sloppy Boys Noise.
Are we even sure that we exist? You know, so that's a fair question. Do I know I'm not in a soup? I don't know.
Yeah, aren't we all?
And that's a great callback to Bailey being a genius.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, man. Okay, moved to Campbell, and my roommate, my girlfriend's cousin, Sam decided to throw me a birthday party on the 12th. So my plug is come with me and drink and listen to the Sloppy Boys and then, you know, do whatever.
So Bailey, what plug. Day is your birthday?
My birthday is the 16th of January, but the party is on the 12th.
Okay, so I want everyone out there, all of our listeners, this is important, and usually we ask you guys to tweet things and only two or three people do it,
mm-hmm.
but we need all 100 to 200 of you
mm-hmm.
on January 16th
right.
to find Bailey's new Twitter profile. He made a Twitter profile to tweet at the Sloppy Boys Noise, which
uh-huh.
I love so much, but we all need to tweet Bailey a happy birthday, okay?
Yes.
And you should be saying okay to yourself right now in your car or wherever.
Okay.
Say it out loud. Say, I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
To wish Bailey a happy birthday.
To wish happy. Oh, no, I'm on the podcast. Sorry.
On January 16th.
On January 16th.
It's really the plug for the party, not the birthday. But
so everyone is invited, though.
No, not everyone's invited to the party. I mean, we got some. Oh, but we got some listeners.
Oh, but this was like, your plug is inviting us to the party?
The plug is inviting everyone who enjoys the Sloppy Boys. And I actually thought you had like 10 to 20 listeners, so I was figuring I'd just invite everyone. But 100's a lot. So,
yeah, that's like, yeah. That's going to turn into your dream.
Yeah, we're going to have people in people camping out around Campbell in tents. Look around. If you're in the Campbell area, look around for a very strong, beautiful man pushing a pinball machine and follow him.
A strong, beautiful man in a pinball machine.
Bailey, we love you. Tell Jordan happy holidays as well. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for letting me riff and stuff. It was so much fun. You guys are the best. I seriously love this podcast so much.
Aww. Stop.
The feeling is mutual.
Such a fun dynamic. And Tessa, I know we haven't met, but I would love to meet.
Yeah.
I need to come up and watch you guys.
What the fuck?
What? We're friends.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Mr.
Yes.
Snatch Your Girl on your podcast.
Okay. We'll come down for your
what
party.
What is happening, Jack? I have... I kind of wanted you guys... I mean, I want you guys to come. I don't really care about the listeners. But if, you know, my friends are listening too, that'd be great. But mostly you guys.
Thank you.
Can yeah. you guys do a live podcast at the party?
We can do something.
Bring on new people who are like, wow, the Sloppy Boys are great.
We can try.
That would be really funny.
Like, what the fuck are they doing?
Because Bailey, we only have one microphone. I mean, you could probably tell we both lean into it. So we just have one microphone at your party. Everyone take turns leaning in and saying something.
And it's like, be careful because we can't edit it. So don't be anti-Semitic.
Yeah, which we've done.
Oh, this SS stuff was fine.
Hey, guess what? It came back this episode, so you'll it's a treat for you.
Yeah, we talk about the crystal knot.
Oh, brother.
It's my time to go.
Love you, Bailey.
Thank you, Bailey.
Love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks. Bye. What a fun time.
Bailey's cool.
I like Bailey.
Yeah, so yeah. Do I. Thank you for redeeming yourself.
You're welcome. I'm sorry about Pod Save America.
It's okay. All is forgiven. Things are good.
Things are good between us.
For the Sloppy Boys podcast, and we hope they're good for you, the listener,
yes.
as you go into this holiday season.
It's such a stressful time, and sometimes you just need to sit down, put on your ear pods.
What?
Put on your ear pods and listen to...
You repeated it, but I think it's wrong.
Some Sloppy Boys.
Yeah, and now it's time for Tessa's time.
What? I thought we did Bailey's time instead.
Bailey's time, was you seating Tessa's time? It wasn't in addition to?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Do you have some things to say?
For Tessa's time? No, Tessa's time is your segment.
I know, I don't have much to
have
say.
Have you listened to the show?
No.
She was listening to Pod Save America. Okay, so now it's time for The Boys About Town.
The Boys About Town.
The Boys About Town update this week is that the boys reposted Tim Robinson's Instagram post from a couple months ago about that Dave and Buster's guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really funny Instagram post. I'd check it out.
That's
if
good.
If Tim Robinson gets the guitar from Dave and Buster's, then he gets to be in the band.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is honestly so. Guys, if you want to be in the Sloppy Boys, you got to go to Dave and Buster's and get this guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we love you. We're going to be wrapping it up now.
Yeah, wrapping it up.
Wrapping it up.
This is the last episode of 2018.
Is it? I thought we were going to do one next week. I thought we were going to stay on a weekly schedule.
Oh, for some reason, I think of Christmas as like, that's the end of the year.
It's actually the 25th.
Yeah. So it's not the end of the year. Yeah, we're going to be doing one more.
And we'll have my old buddy Greg on.
Greg. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I know who that is.
Yeah, it's Greg.
Yeah. He's a nice guy, I think.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We don't have bad guys on the pod.
Except
we
for
don't have women.
Us. Except for us. We're bad guys.
Yeah, sometimes. But we redeem it, and we did.
We did. Ooh.
Sloppy boys, sloppy sloppy boys.
Sloppy choice.
Sloppy boys.
Thank you for joining us.
Sloppy boys. Sloppy.
We love you.
Sloppy boys. Sloppy boys.
He wants it to keep going.
Sloppy boys.
Ugh. Thank you, everyone. Happy holidays. Oh, he's still